No traces of iridium dust, and not much shattered quartz. It didn't add up. For a meteor to kill 95% of all life on Earth, it should have been the size of Manhattan. Yet the evidence suggested that if there had been a meteor at the end of the Permian era, it had been far too small to destroy the world. The Permian killer had, once again, eluded scientists. Paul Wignall, a geologist at the University of Leeds, had always been doubtful about the meteor theory.
It's a nice theory, it nicely explains the end of the dinosaurs in the later extinction event, but for this particular extinction I just don't think there's any convincing evidence.
Wignall suspected all the explanations for the extinction had been based on insufficient data. He also knew there was one place he might find more. Greenland.